It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
Time for our friend, our guest from the community. Today, it's one of our favorites. It's Matt Fisk from Lancer Legacy Ranch, the organization that helps out vets in need.
Yep.
And been doing this for how many years have you been doing this now?
That'd be 7 years coming up.
Okay.
Working on seven.
He's been doing it a while. And it was pretty much not too long after you came back from serving, right?
Well, actually, it was a good bit after.
Okay.
10 years to the, almost to the day.
Uh-huh.
When we had our first firefight.
Uh-huh.
And maybe 3 months after I retired from the military.
Okay, from after you retired.
Uh-huh.
So you got right on after you retired. But Lancer Legacy Ranch, as we remember, it wasn't too long ago that we had you in here, and the exciting news that you were getting to move your facilities to the Running WJ Ranch.
Yes! So amazing.
How's that been going?
Man, I tell you what, I love Sam, Brittany, Dean, or Mac Dean, all them guys out there. They were gracious enough to let us participate in getting the horses ready for the kids when they're doing that. Now, of course, that's shut down, and we're in summer operation.
Right.
But, man, more gracious and kind people you will not meet.
Well, it's took a huge load off of you and your organization so that you can focus more on actually helping the vets, because you're not having to worry 24 hours a day about how you're going to pay all the bills or whatever, because the cost went down with them helping out.
Immensely. Yeah, we were paying $4,500 a month just for the building and for the utilities.
Wow.
That's all we could do. Most times we'd raise $5,000 a month. So what was left over? Not much.
Not much. Yeah. It was a constant worry about it. Now you don't have to worry about that part of it so much.
You can focus on the mission.
There was two of us that would, our job was to chase down, hey, how are we going to pay the bills next month,
So that's much better.
Yeah. The house that they gave us is so nice.
Nice.
And it's on solar panels, so there's no utility bills. We're paying $250 a month just to have a phone, internet, a little storage area.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So now more time to spend on what you really want to do,
right?
Which is help out the vets. And you say you've
shifted.
You're kind of shifting your focus because you feel like you can do this the best. So talk about that.
Yes, sir. So for the last 3 years, ever since we got into that big building, we're like, well, what are we going to use this for? How about homeless veterans? So that became our focus. Even though we still had guys from my old unit and combat veterans come out, it was primarily the homeless of Texarkana and surrounding area. And after 3 years, we realized, hey, we're not really making that big of an impact. We're just not really good at this mission. So we're going to let the other people here, the Homeless Coalition of Texarkana and Pastor Cody and all those folks, they do that job so well.
Yeah, they excel.
So we're going to support them. We're going to refer to them.
But what you're going to focus on?
We're going to focus on what we originally started the organization for, and that's for combat veterans with PTSD. Because I was a combat veteran with PTSD.
You lived it.
I know the game.
You lived it. Yeah.
Yes, sir. And God has been so gracious to me and healed me of PTSD. He's given me this mission to this experience I can share with other people. Now, all that bad, the bad things I went through has a purpose, has a meaning.
Right.
And you were saying that there's a lot, quite a few that, more than what we probably think, from your era especially, that went through this and suffered this every day.
You bet. So about 20-25% of the veterans that served over there are going to have some form of PTSD. And consequently, you out there in the listening audience, if you never served a lick, there's a 20% chance you might have PTSD as well.
Yeah. Life events.
It is beyond military service. It's a trauma, any trauma that you experience.
Mm-hmm.
But in Iraq, Afghanistan, and those places, maybe about a quarter of the veterans that served over there are going to have, a bad time from it.
Right. So there's the need is there, obviously.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And now you got the good vehicle to be able to do that and hone in on that.
Right.
And so I guess you got to be excited about this.
I'm very stoked.
Yeah.
Very, very stoked. Because I know. You only get, 80 years if you're lucky?
Yeah,
you're really lucky.
If you're lucky.
You get 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you spend it? How do you make the most impact with your life? What are you going to have to show for it at the end of the day? And I would like to make an impact. I'd like to actually make a difference rather than spending my time on things that I'm really just not qualified or capable of doing.
And I love Thank you. I love that thought. All right. Well, we'll continue talking with Matt in just a few minutes. More of the best and the most country is coming up as we roll through a Friday morning on The Pig. 1039 mypigradio.com, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends on a Friday morning, and this would be news time, but we've had local news a couple of times this morning, so the news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture that you can purchase today in Bowie County, just west of Texarkana, Texas. They're going to sponsor our continued talk with our good friend Matt Fisk from Lancert Legacy Ranch, and he's been talking about the fact that they're kind of shifting their focus back to what it originally was, helping out the veterans with the PTSD and things like that. Very important, very, very important. And if somebody wants to help you out or
donation,
volunteer some time to help you out, whatever, if they want to help you, how can they do that?
Well, we have this thing called Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And upon this Facebook, we have a page titled right. Lancer Legacy Ranch.
I love it.
And you may go to this page and you may send us a private message, which will go across the interwebs
yes.
to my box. Uh-huh. I shall answer it forthwith.
And he will. He will. I love it when somebody does a voice. That's great. Message them on Facebook if you want to help them out. But you guys, we were talking about it a little bit, but you guys have been... kind of seeing the interaction there at the time there where the kids and the veterans getting together out at,
the
Running WJ Ranch and the horses, obviously the therapeutic horses, it's helping everybody.
It absolutely does. Yeah. And, you know, Sam and Brittany have graciously agreed during the off season when they're not bringing the kids through that they'd like to use the horses as equine therapy for the veterans.
Great.
Fantastic.
Yeah. That's got to be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So we would really like to focus not only on just the veteran, but also the whole family.
Right.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about, we talked about that on the Facebook. You want to help the whole family because it's not just the one person.
It's a tragic impact.
It's the whole family.
Yeah, well, we learned in the military that the Army is not one person, it's a team.
Right.
And I think we forget that as veterans sometimes. It's not just you going through this, it's a team.
Right.
And if your team, if you're a part of the team that's suffering, the rest of your team is suffering mm-hmm. too.
Right.
So we would really like to help the spouses. God bless them.
Yeah.
And the kids
right.
who live in that environment 24/7
every
and
day.
They're affected by it.
Right.
They really are. So we want to bring these guys in, do weekend or week-long retreats, focus on different aspects that are most important to them.
Uh-huh. And you're going to give them tools to carry mm-hmm. forward. Okay.
Not only counseling for PTSD and that kind of support group sort of thing, but also, you know, financial assistance training if they need it,
mm-hmm.
how to do budgets, maybe even a weight loss or proper diet and exercise,
right.
you know. All these things have a aggregate effect.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're dealing with the PTSD, but you also have trouble paying the bills because you're not good with money, you're
so
not
managing
well.
So that exasperates everything.
Right. Yeah. And if you're not eating well and you feel depressed
gosh.
About, man, I gained so much weight when I got married the second time, and she cooks so good, you
she
know.
She cooks too good.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, that's just one monkey on your back you don't need.
Right.
You know?
Well, yeah, it's the whole well-being.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So it, I guess the same thing, if there's somebody out there that's listening,
right,
and they're a vet or maybe a vet's spouse,
right,
and they go, yeah, he's talking about the things we're going through, I sure could use some help. They get a hold of you too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of different tools in our tool bag now. So Lancer Legacy Ranch will have this particular focus. But because I'm a pastor in the local area, you know, that part of my ministry stays intact and I can talk to folks at that level. We have an American Legion post out at Maud 161, the Specialist Israel Garza Memorial Post. And that's going to be handling the veteran assistance aspect of the things that Lancer used to do.
All right.
Perfect.
So. Absolutely great. So if you need the help, reach out.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Be strong enough to take the help.
That's what he and his group are there for.
Yeah.
Hoo-ah.
Yeah.
All right. Hang around because we're going to get you and Anna to play a little game.
Right.
Those people listening out there.
Okay. Yay.
We'll see what the game is today.
Okay.
More of the best in most countries coming up on The Pig. Yep, the best of most countries out here on The Pig, 1039, mypigradio.com. And we're going to get about 90 for your high today, 50-50 shot for afternoon scattered showers and thunderstorms later on this afternoon and evening. About the same tomorrow, and then a better chance for afternoon rain on Sunday. And it might be on and off for several days after that. We'll just have to wait and see kind of one of those pattern
of
changes in the weather. Matt Fisk, Lancer Legacy Ranch is here, and Anna, you had something in particular you wanted to ask.
Right, you've been using the knife smithing. Is that what it's called, blacksmith?
Bladesmithing.
That's the right word. Yeah. I knew there was a word that I was missing.
Or knife making, yes.
Both of you, shush.
Bladesmithing.
Okay, I should now be knife smithing from now on. I like it. I'm going to take it with me.
Run with it.
All right. So
tell us about that.
Where are you making the knives?
Well, we have two different locations. I got my shop that veterans have come out to. We've had a couple of Marines and a Vietnam veteran that meet with us on Mondays and Thursday mornings. Mornings because it's so hot outside.
That's right.
And it's a 1,600 degree plus forge. So,
yeah.
And we also have access to facilities out there at Old Washington, Arkansas, at the James Black School of Bladesmithing.
Great place. Great thing.
We're also trying to create a relationship here at the Texarkana College with this great outfit here. This all came back in 2004 in our first firefight. My good buddy Ben Hayhurst was shot in the shoulder, and the Army tried to tell him he didn't have PTSD.
Uh-huh.
Even though he rode out of that battle on the back of a tank on the body of his dead roommate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was pretty
rough.
Yeah,
that's got to have an impact on you.
Yeah. But for 8 years, they denied him. but the VA gave him all kinds of drugs. All was great, right? No. The drugs are horrible.
Right.
But he got
he
got into bladesmithing about 4 or 5 years ago. And it has totally turned him around. He doesn't take a single thing from the VA.
Yeah, because he has somewhere to channel.
So about 3 years ago, I saw the potential in that, just how much it had changed him. So we've decided to make that a huge component of what we're doing now.
Great.
As far as the actual physical, let's do this to help
you. Yeah, because you physically need to move your body.
You bet.
To move the chemicals around.
And if you move your body, it centers your mind.
Right.
Wonderful. And by the way, I'm going to move your water a second. Since you brought it up.
Okay.
Since you brought it up. He was talking about historic Washington.
Yeah, you have to come out.
This is going to be a fun event going on tomorrow night up at historic Washington State Park in Washington, Arkansas. The Arkansas National Guard 106th Army Band, part of the Arkansas National Guard headquartered in North Little Rock, Arkansas. They are going to be performing tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Their performance. It's part of their Proud to Be an American theme that's going on all summer long. So they're going to be performing outside, out on the grounds at Historic Washington. Concert begins at 7:30 tomorrow night. It's free. Just bring your lawn chair or your blanket and enjoy. Concert begins at 7:30. Gift shop will be open for refreshments. And Williams Tavern Restaurant will be open from 11 to 7 to eat just before the concert tomorrow night at 7:30.
Yep.
Since he brought up Historic Washington.
Well, I have a bit more scuttlebutt about Old Washington if you'd like to hear
it. Well, go right ahead. We've got time.
I won't give details because they're still in the process of locking all this stuff together. Mm-hmm. But they're planning the first ever James Black Days out in Old Washington for the spring.
All right.
We'll have to get a hold of Josh.
Not during the Jonquil Festival. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
But it's going to be huge.
All right.
What's the word? It's going to be huge.
Huge. Huge. It's all huge. Big deal. All right. Matt, hang around because we're going
to
hold you over through the top of the hour.
So y'all
can play that game. But I'm glad we got that information out there. More of the best in most country continues on The Pig next. 1039 mypigradio.com. And between an old memory and me, that's Travis Tritt on The Pig. Good morning, everyone. Going to be kind of a 50-50 weekend as far as the weather is concerned. We'll see some sunshine.
Right.
But we'll also see some storms at times. So keep that in mind.
No more trees coming down in the driveway. That's the only request.
Well, I have no control over that, but we'll see, Anna. Let's play our game, which happens to be Spy the Lie today.
All right.
So I will give you and Matt and the people out there in Radio Land something that's going on and give you some choices. One of them is a lie. The rest of them are true.
Okay.
You spy the lie.
All right.
Are there consequences involved if I spot the lie?
No, you'll just be the champion.
We just don't
win. Okay.
All of the following celebrities.
All right.
Will turn the big 40.
All right.
In 2021, except for one person.
Okay.
You spy the lie. Who's not going to turn 40?
All right.
This year. Is it Britney Spears, Pitbull, Ryan Gosling, Alicia Keys, or Justin Timberlake? Which one of those stars will not turn 40 this year?
Say Alicia Keys on that one.
Alicia Keys. What do you say, Anna?
I think Ryan turned 40 last year.
She's so full of useless knowledge.
You told us this.
Ryan Gosling did turn 40 last year, so he'll be 41.
I feel lied to.
I know. It's kind of a trick. Maybe she won't know this one, Matt. All of the following movies are scheduled to open this weekend, except for one, You Spy the Lie. Don't look at the screen, Alan.
Wait, they're doing movies again?
Yes.
Yep, they're doing movies again.
Yeah. Whoa!
All of these are scheduled to open except for one.
Okay.
All right. Escape Room, Tournament of Champions, Angelina Snake, Out of Death, No Ordinary Man, or How to Deter a Robber. Which one of those is not a movie that's opening this week?
I've not heard of any of these.
Yeah, neither have I, so guess, and I'll go with
How
you.
How to Deter a Robber.
Okay. There we go. We're going to go with that one.
Well, unfortunately, it's Angelina Snake.
Okay.
It's not a real movie.
Okay. How good. I'm so glad to hear that.
So the one you said is a real movie.
How to Deter a Robber is a movie.
Oh, gosh.
All right. This is the last one. Okay. Do you know your frogs?
No.
Okay. No. All of the following are actual types of frogs.
Okay.
Except for one. Spy the Lie.
Okay.
Albino Pac-Man frog. Ornate Argentine horn frog. Einstein frog. Red Mantella frog or toxic dart frogs? Which one's not real?
Numero dos, por favor. Sorry, wrong one. Station.
What?
Excuse me.
What was that second one? Ornate.
Yeah. That one sounds silly.
Argentine horn frog.
We're going to try that one.
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Well, I know there's a horn frog, but it just sounds like that's a made-up name.
The Einstein frog kind of sounded fishy.
Yeah, that one.
For a frog.
Oh, look at his face. That's the right one.
Oh, you couldn't see his face on the radio.
Congratulations, Matt. Congratulations,
you got
Matt. It is the Einstein frog.
I knew they weren't that smart.
That's what I thought. Now, I know they're not smart because I've got a little pool.
Right.
And sometimes the frogs will jump into the pool with the chlorine and all the stuff in it. And it's kind of like, that's a mistake.
That's a really bad idea.
That's a mistake. All right. So I know they're not Einstein frogs.
Thanks for listening. And be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.